Amen. Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise, O God, and thanksgiving, O God. And we thank you, O God, for this wonderful and marvelous day, O God. O God, I decree and declare, O God, prosperity, O God. I decree and declare, O God, favor, O God, will continue to be our portion, God. I decree and declare freedom, Lord, is our portion, God. I decree and declare, O God, increase in love, O God. I decree and declare, O God, wisdom and knowledge, O God. I decree and declare, O God, a great harvest coming our way, O Lord. I decree and declare, O God, that we are complete, whole, and divine and perfect, O God, in you. I decree and declare, O God, connections, Lord. I decree and declare, O God, insight, God. I decree and declare awareness, O Lord. Thank you for that, O God. I decree and declare of your grace and your mercy, God. I decree and declare of your healing relationships, O God. I decree and declare, O God, from healing from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. I decree and declare, O God, is greater within you, O God, and in us, O God. I decree and declare, O God, of clarity, God, coming our way, O God. I decree and declare, O God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. And I thank you, O Heavenly Father. Prophetess Darlene, can you open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language? Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father God, thank you for once again this opportunity to meet together in your presence, Lord God, and that indeed your presence is with us. Thank you for your favor and direction, Lord God. Bless each one on the call tonight, Father God, and our families as well, Lord God, and even thank you in advance for miracles and favor and testimonies that will continue to come forward, Father God, on these calls. I just speak refreshing to each one, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you help us to go from strength to strength. You lead us, Lord, in a plain path, and your word is truth. And as we stay focused on you, you move us in the direction that you have for us, Father God. So thank you that your plans for us are for good. Touch each one, Lord God, even in the physical bodies, those who need a fresh touch, Lord God, who may be weary or dealing with any whatever they might be dealing with, Lord God. Touch even just a fresh strength in each one of our bodies, Lord God, that we would have the divine health, Lord God, and strength to be busy about your business, Lord God, that nothing would be hindering, Lord God, our walk with you and being busy with your will for our lives, Lord God. Continue to speak to our hearts and minds, oh God, your will and your direction, what you would have us do. And Lord, continue to bring peace in situations, Lord God, with political, Lord God, and those who are mourning right now in the world, Lord God. I think of Las Vegas and those that have suffered with the tornadoes or whatever, and hurricanes, Lord God, and floods, and even the fires too, Lord God, in so many different areas, Lord God. Bring restoration, Lord God. Touch the hearts of those who have been afflicted, because we know you care, Lord God. We don't know what everyone is going through, but you do. And thank you for the restoration, healing, strength, and the covering that you bring to us, Lord God. And we speak to those situations for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you, God, for drawing us together again as one, on one accord, raising our voices up to you this morning, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for granting us this opportunity to come before you and pray, God. You said you would hear our voices when we pray. We thank you for your protection and your covering, God, for your mercy and your peace, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Bless them in their going and their coming. Bless them and strengthen them, God, in their bodies. God, prosper them and give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight, God. And I thank you, God, for my healing. Thank you for the healing that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for those who have been sick and shut in and how you're just raising them up. Thank you for Prophet Cynthia Dawson and strengthening her body, God. And thank you for anyone else who is on the prayer list and need prayer, God. We pray for them. We pray in for your healing and your comfort. You said, by your stripes we are healed. And we claim healing for those who are sick and shut in, God. And I ask you to look upon the elderly, Lord, and bless them and protect them and keep them safe, God, from hurt, harm, and danger, God. And I ask you also to look upon those who have suffered from the tragedies and travesties in the islands and in the southern part of the United States and in other parts, God, of the world where the elements are just going, giving havoc, God. God, speak peace to your earth, Lord, and protect your people. And look upon those who have suffered the loss of loved ones in Las Vegas, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to just have the Congress make amends about these guns and gun control, bring it into being, God. The United States is just suffering with guns, Lord. And I ask you to move on this thing, God, and help your people, Lord. And I give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. And thank you for their vision, for globalizing the prophetic, and for allowing the prophets to speak. Thank you, God, for the school of the prophets. Thank you for the company of prophets. And I ask you to bless each and every one. Bless those who are listening in on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, prosper them, give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for being with all your leaders, God, leaders of your churches and our leader, all your leaders all over the world, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones and family, God, and all whom around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for our purpose, God. We thank you, God, for possibilities, Lord. We thank you, God, for communication, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. We thank you, God, for discovery, oh Lord. And oh God, we thank you, God, for comforting all those and regarding those that suffer affliction, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your great mercy, God, for those, God, even the shedding and all, God, and other states that have suffered loss, God. God, thank you, God, for sustaining them by your presence, oh God. We want to thank in your assurance and your presence, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that. We want to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for giving us traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us be mindful of your presence and your love, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us to and from safe and sound back home, God. God, we want to thank you also, God, for keeping us free from accidents and harm from our body and our spirit, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for relationship healing, God. We want to thank you, God, for the love and the marriage that you put together to continue to be deathless, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for restoration, God. And we thank you, God, for blessing our president and all those in high places and of authority, God. We want to thank you, God, for blessing them and giving them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, for we know all things come through you, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, because you are the truth and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for that, Lord. We thank you, God, for making us the head only, Lord. And we thank you, God, for answering the cry of your people, Jesus. And again, we want to thank you, God, for wisdom and understanding, God, and knowledge, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for that. We want to thank you, Lord, for the law of liberty, God. We want to thank you, God, because truly you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. And we will continue to trust in you, God. We want to thank you, God, for clarity, and we want to thank you, Lord, for renewing our strength, oh God. And we thank you, God, for continuing to bless the schools, the college, and all the institution of learning. God, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for the love that you put here on this earth, God. We want to thank you, God, for our soulmates, God. We want to thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, God. And thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. In your precious, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God, I want to thank and praise your name for this beautiful, blessed morning, Father God. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to commune with one another to pray before your glory, Father. Well, God, I want to thank you for supplying our daily needs, Lord God, for you said in Philippians 4:19, my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we just ask that you have a special anointing blessing upon our leader, oh dear God, Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, and leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, as they safely traveled in Atlanta, oh Father God, that they continue to globalize the prophetic, oh dear God. Give them a fresh word to give each and one of your saints, oh Father God, in this season. Bring more prophets into your house, Lord God, that is true for you, Lord God, and want to just reverence you like never before and shall see your glory like never before, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you just bless the people in the Caribbean, in the southern regions, oh dear God, those that are still suffering from the calamities that has bestowed upon them, oh Father God. Lord God, we bless the civil unrest that's going on in the world right now. But Lord God, we know that you are protecting us and covering us, Lord God, because you are in control, because you are omniscient, you are omnipresent, Lord God. And we thank you for the right divine of alignment that you are bringing back to our relationships, oh Father God. We thank you for the passion of purpose for our lives, Lord God, that we will have the ability to utilize the wisdom and the creativity that you have given us, oh dear God. We thank you for all the prophets that's on the line, oh Father God. We thank you for the sick and afflicted, Lord God, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be creators, oh dear God, and creative beings, oh dear God, in the earth, Lord God. Continue to bless our babies, Father God, that you will continue to let them be humble so that they will glorify your name, Lord God, and bless each and every person that walk to and fro, dear God, that they will have a special blessing of protection and security. And Lord God, will just continue to bring us on one accord and continue to bless our leaders. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give you thanks. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. And I give your name always the glory and the praise. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also be thy name, be joyful in thee. And Father God, as the word says in Psalms 5:11, we are rejoicing, God, because you are in us and you give us the power, Father God, to be whole. You give us the power to decree and declare things, Father God. And we claim healing and restoration in this day. For those in need, Father God, standing on the line and proxy of other people or even themselves, Father God, we thank you for resuscitating careers, Father God, and relationships in this hour, God. We thank you, God, for our families, Father God. And I thank you for my stepfather, God, for the continued healing that you're doing in his body. We thank you for covering our homes with protection, Father God. We cancel out any foreclosures, Father God. We thank you, God, for anything, Father God, that is continuing to move through us in your way, for your will, Father God. We thank you for lifting our heads, Father God. Thank you for being a light in a dark place, God. Thank you for waking us up each and every morning and sustaining sustaining us, Father God. We give you praise for that. Thank you for the new mercies, Father God, and the new revelations that we are seeing, Father God. Your miracles. We thank you for your miracles from Prophet Bostic to Prophetess Cynthia and beyond, Father God. God, we say this, that any enemy trying to come up against us with bad motives, Father God, with evil intentions, we decree and declare them to be canceled out in Jesus' name. Any hater, God, will be stopped in their track, Father God, for stop from us doing your will, Father God. For you are the lawyer, Father God, in our life. You are the doctor in our life, Father God, and you give us power to decree and declare these things of healing. We thank you for our leaders, Master Prophet and Pastor Jordan, Father God. Thank you for covering them in this hour. And Father God, a special prayer sending out to any young people going through police brutality in this hour. Father God, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give your name always the praise, and I thank you, God. We love you. We love you. Amen and amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for this time of gathering a prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets and the prophetess. Lord God, coming together, Lord God, on behalf of people's needs and things, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them strength, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We pray, Lord God, you touch their families, their homes, Lord God. We thank you for the fledglings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage them, motivate them in the things of God. Touch them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, even for this nation, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to straighten out the nation, Lord God, according to your will, from the White House going down, Lord God. We know some things must happen. Lord God, it's in the Word, and so we have to let some things happen. Give us the strength to go through what we're supposed to go through. But, Father, I also pray, God, in the name of Jesus, just for the set man of the house, Lord God, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, Deborah Jordan, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God, lead them in the way that you'd want them to go. Lord God, heal them in the mind, spirit, and soul. And I pray, Lord God, for those who are connected to them, Lord God, also be healed. Mind, spirit, and soul, too, Lord God. Our Father, we thank you for blessing us, for giving us success, prosperity, money-making ideas, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for us blessed to be a blessing, Lord God, for that we be blessed to be a blessing. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, God and eternal Father, we just want to give you thanks again, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for this moment. We thank you, God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And, Father, we thank you for life, because, God, you have let us have it more abundantly. Father, we thank you for health and for strength. We thank you, God, for love. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy toward us, dear Father. Father, God, we thank you, God, for all that are on the lines, oh, God, tonight. Father, God, those who were not able to come on. And, Father, we ask you, dear God, to bless each and every one of us. We ask you, dear God, to touch our families, oh, God. Father, we ask you, dear Father, for peace and love and harmony. Father, we ask you, dear God, for prosperity, oh, God. Father, we ask you, dear Lord, God, that you take full control, dear God, of all our lives, dear Father. God, whatever our situations are, God, we put them into your hands. God, you say you are to cast all our cares upon you, Lord, because you care it. And, Lord, we just care them. We just cast them upon you tonight, Lord, and we say thank you, Father, because, God, we know, God, that you care for us. You are our provider. You are, oh, God, our protector, dear Father. We thank you, God, that you care it for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come and, Father, we present, oh, God, those that have been affected by the storm, Father, by the earthquake, oh, God, and other elements, dear Father, God, that caused disruption in their life. But, Father, we know, God, that you are God, and we know, God, that you are always sovereign, God. You are in charge. And, Father, we know, God, that you are taking care, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that even in this time, that, God, that we all will learn, oh God, to be there for each other. God, I pray for love and unity. I pray, God, for strength, for comfort, dear God. Father God, I pray, God, for those, dear God, have been hurt, oh God, in Las Vegas, and those who have lost their lives, their families. Father, we pray, God, for comfort. We pray, God, for healing, oh God, even in this time, dear God. Father, emotional healing, oh God. Lord, we ask, dear God, that you continue, dear God, to comfort them, and Lord God, reassure them, Lord, that you are God, and Father God, that you have everything in the palm of your hands. Lord, I pray, God, that justice, oh God, will be served. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for our young people. Father God, you see and you know them, Lord. Father, I pray for those in the school, oh God. Father, have your way. Lord, I pray, God, that your presence will be felt, oh God. Father, I pray, God, that, Father, that they will be guided and be disciplined, dear Father, in the way, dear God, that, Father God, that they will know that there is a true and living God who cares and understands, and that they are not too young or too old to know about you and to God to do the things that are right. Father God, we pray, God, for discipline even in the homes, dear Father, that when they go out there, Lord God, that they will be able to perform in the right way. Father, we thank you, God, that you are the great I Am, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you care for us, oh God, in such a way. So, Lord God, we ask that you continue, Lord, to bless each and every one of us as we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day, even now. We thank you for our children and our elders. Father, touch our mind and give us peace, Father God. Father God, any spirit unlike you, Father God, we rebuke it even now, Father God. Allow healing to reign and peace in our homes, love and happiness. I love you, Lord. We'll continue to give you the praise, glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to just come before you and give your name all the praise and honor. Father, we want to thank you now for touching our leaders. Father, we want to thank you for touching our archbishops and our pastors. Father, I want to thank you for touching each and every minister, each and every elder, each and every apostle. I want to thank you now for touching all of our deacons and deaconesses, Father God. Thank you for touching the company of prophets, Father God. Thank you for touching the body of Christ even now in this season, Father God. Thank you for touching their families, Father God, even now. Right now, I want to lift up even our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, in their vision to globalize the prophetic. Father God, I want to thank you now for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives and the hearts of your people, Father God. Continue to touch our elderly, Father God, and give them strength, Father God. Renew unto them the youth of their years, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for keeping the minds of your people even now, Father God, touching our children. Father, I want to thank you for keeping even those that are in the world that are dealing in a state of emergency, Father God. Father God, I thank you for being a shelter to those that are in need, Father God. I thank you for being a shield, Father God, to those who need your protection, Father God. And I thank you for being a buckler, Father God, just shewing your hedge of safety, Father God, even around your people even now. Father God, I want to lift up even those that are in situations throughout the world, Father God, that are just calling on you and asking for your help, Father God. I want to lift up each and every prayer request and supplication that has been made unto you, Father God, even now. Father, I just want to tell you that we love you. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
God, our rock, in you we trust, our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower, refuge, our Savior. We pray that you save us from violence. We pray that you save us from the violent man. We pray that you save us from violent storms, violent earthquakes, violent winds that are blowing. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough, power to overcome challenges, power and strength and confidence to overcome every adversary. Father God, give us the grace to overcome challenges, Lord God, even when our strength seems like it's waning. Father God, anoint us afresh to persevere and to push forward, Lord God, and prevail over every spirit of adversity. We bless everyone on this call. We bless every home that's represented. We decree blessing and restoration and repair and healing. Lord God, bind up every broken heart, rebuke stress and strain. Fresh anointing, fresh oil, let it pour upon your people even now. Undergird us, Lord God. Give us the grace, Father God, to persevere and to move forward, Lord God. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. We just take dominion over every spirit of fainting, every spirit of exhaustion, every spirit of weariness and discouragement. We take dominion, Lord God, over that backsliding spirit. Lord, Lord God, anoint your people with strength and grace. Amen. And joy, for with joy we draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Renew strength and restore joy on this morning. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up our Archbishop and our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord God, restore the virtue that they've given out, Lord God. Let their strength return unto them in the name of Jesus. Revive them, Lord God, and rebuke every spirit of jet lag and exhaustion, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we bless Prophetess Cynthia Dawson as you continue to heal her. Prophetess Naomi, Lord God, we bless and speak strength into her, Lord God, and even our elders, Lord God. We rebuke aged diseases in the Rosha. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, if you could do the announcements for us.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful prayer. Thank you, one and all. And we want to invite you all to be here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard on the same very line with our very own Master Prophet for a powerful teaching. We are in our new book, Prophet in the Marketplace, and so I want to encourage you to join us. Also, we will be here at 12 noon, Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, we have Check Up from the Neck Up with our very own Prophetess Cheryl Clark from noon to 1. And that's going to be with Prophetess Cheryl Clark and company. So come and join the conference line, Pop Life Radio, from noon to 1 tomorrow, as well as our 8 p.m. call. Come and join us as we will be recapping the Chapter 2, and we'll be re-chewing the material that the Master Prophet goes over in the morning. Why so the marketplace? So come on and join the call tomorrow night at 8 p.m. as well. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, and Prophet Joshua is here every night at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. You don't want to miss it tonight. We had all of the prophets. We had quite a few prophets. All of the prophets, the men, were on the line with Prophet Joshua tonight, and it was powerful indeed. So you don't want to miss that. If you miss any of the 9 a.m. call and you want to have another dose of it, join us at 8 p.m., powerful call at 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. Amen. And then we will be right back here at 11:50 p.m. Join us for us to convene on tonight for our midnight cry call. And so, people of God, I want to invite each and every one of you to be a part of what is happening. Stay in the loop. Stay connected, people of God, and be blessed today. Today will be the best Friday of the year. Prophetess Darlene?
Amen. God bless you. And we will look forward to each of you being on the call on the Midnight Cry, and that you will invite someone to be a part of this move of God. God bless you.
God bless you all. Love you.
God bless you, too. Love you.
God bless you.
Love you.
Thanks. God bless.
God bless you, family. Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.